Markets navigate AI volatility, housing freeze, and a senior drug benefit cut. S&P futures stood at approximately 7,479 Wednesday morning, up roughly 14 points, as markets tried to hold ground against simultaneous day AI stock volatility, Middle East geopolitical risk, and tariff uncertainty. JP Morgan strategist Phil Camporeale called the recent pullback in AI-related equities a generational buying opportunity, arguing that the decline reflects profit-taking during low summer trading volume rather than any fundamental reassessment of AI's economic value, a distinction with historical support when low liquidity sell-offs create dislocations between price and long-term fundamentals. Nvidia shares slid on news of a $250 billion OpenAI backstop arrangement that investors interpreted as an undisclosed contingent liability. SpaceX shares hit a new post-IPO low in the broader tech sell-off. The two data points together suggest that even the most closely held names in AI infrastructure are not insulated from current market sentiment. Housing analyst Ryan Serhant framed the residential market through what he described as four Americas: cash buyers, financed buyers, locked-in homeowners, and builders. The critical variable is the locked-in cohort. Owners who bought or refinanced at 2-3% rates who will not sell because doing so means entering a 6.5-7% mortgage market. The resulting inventory shortage keeps prices elevated for financed buyers while reducing competition for cash buyers, producing a market that appears frozen but is rapidly bifurcating along wealth lines. The Trump administration's decision to end Medicare Part D drug plan subsidies drew less immediate market attention than its policy consequences warrant. Eliminating $3.6 billion in annual insurer subsidies that held down premiums for approximately 25 million seniors will push costs higher for retirees on fixed incomes, 6 months before midterm elections. The insurance sector will absorb some margin compression, but probably not all of it, leaving a direct cost increase for a demographic that votes at high rates. On trade, Trump's statement that he would rather be independent than update the USMCA, made while Canada's trade minister was en route to Washington for talks, sends a supply chain stability signal that every manufacturer with cross-border North American operations must now price into investment decisions. Canada accounts for roughly $430 billion in annual U.S. exports. Walking away from the trilateral framework would replace predictable rules with executive discretion, and that uncertainty carries a measurable cost. Samsung's decision to consolidate operations and expand capacity at its Huaxiong campus, targeting a 15% output increase by year-end specifically to prevent Apple from turning to Chinese memory suppliers, illustrates how acutely the largest technology supply relationships are already being managed against geopolitical risk.